Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
Cherry's World is brought to you by Less is More Events. Get live.
If you're listening to Cherry's World Podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. I want to hear from you. Thank you.
Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherriesworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
I was like, Courtney, go ahead and ask G. We was talking about you kind of like before you got on.
Y'all was on the, me and Cherry was just talking about the Above the Rim soundtrack. It's the, to me, it's the best soundtrack ever. You was one of Luke's artists at the time. I thought Luke and Dre had like the, you know, the whole Dre Day thing. And how did y'all end up on the Pro project?
Well, Devontae Swing was the producer of almost the whole soundtrack. So Devontae Swing from Jodeci called us up and he he also scored the whole movie.
That's right.
So have you noticed that you were here Part-Time Lover longer than any song in the movie, if you paid attention, you know? Yeah. And it's Devontae Swing, you know, we kept in touch with Devontae. You know, actually, before we met Luke, we were supposed to sign to Devontae.
Okay.
Wow. You know,
but fortunately, Luke, you know, Devontae had so much going on. You know, he had so many groups and stuff. So by the time he even thought about getting around to it, we already had a record deal.
Hey.
That's amazing. Because I know Devontae kept like Missy like for 7 years or something.
Exactly. Genuine too. Timberland.
Mm-hmm. Before ever putting them out.
Exactly.
Yep. Wow, you just taught me some. Go ahead, Courtney. I know all that.
Yeah, man.
So talk about Part-Time Lover, because you're my age, okay? So there was Part-Time Lover and it was Knocking These Boots. Did you even know what you were singing?
I mean, I knew it was sexual content. Well, actually, you know, we wrote everything from day one. So, yeah, we know what we was talking about. We were just little horny kids back then, you know, at 16, 17.
With that shit, did you? Know what you were singing? Because I was singing along with you and I didn't know.
Yeah. We know what we're talking about. Like I said, we were some little horny toes back then, and you know, in middle school, in high school, 16, 17 years old, you know, so. I blame that on I blame that on TV.
Hey, before we go forward, I just want to say something to both of y'all because y'all from Houston. Yeah. Man, I'm so sorry, man. Y'all been having a bad year as far as on the sports teams, man. The Rockets done choked again.
Yeah. Hey, I'm still spoke my Rockets though.
Hey, the Houston. The Texans had a bad night. I'm sorry, man.
I know, man.
Yeah, they'll get it back.
It's the coronavirus, man. Blame it on the coronavirus. They may not be healthy, man. It's coronavirus, man. They ain't healthy.
Speaking of coronavirus, Shazam, how are you handling like being stuck in the house?
Man, just trying to entertain, trying to be creative, you know, writing new songs, coming up with new ideas, trying to stay, you know, just really just happy I ain't got that stuff. That's what I'm saying. I'm just happy I ain't got it. Well, I don't think I got it. I feel good and healthy. So, you know, at this time, I'm just trying to stay busy, be creative, you know what I'm saying?
What about you, GR? Are you staying in?
Who, me?
No.
I'm social distancing, though. I go to my little low-key spots. It's like at 30% capacity. So it's like a whole bunch of room. I can go back in the corner somewhere and smoke my hookah, have a good time. But now we just been busy, man. We're in the studio working on a new album, so we've been in the studio a lot, you know. So we're trying to get that ready. New EP. We dropping a new EP very soon.
Yeah, date night.
Yeah, yep, it's called date night.
Mm-hmm. So when this gonna drop? As soon as coronavirus is over, so we can all go out and have some date.
We're trying to plan right now. You know, we might be doing some around November. We might be doing some around our birthday. You know, as a dedication to my brother Dino. You know, what I'm saying, rest in peace, RIP, rest in heaven. So we might, yeah. You know, we've been talking to the marketing teams and. That we have on our team now, marketing team, and they maybe think about trying to put something together big, kind of that me and G.I., you know, keeping the legacy going of H-Town and dedicating this album and memories and of my brother Dean O'Connor, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I love that you said November because that's also my birthday, so I'm the feeling that did it for me.
Yeah.
Aw.
He was just telling me, G.I. was just saying about y'all being teenagers making Knocking the Boots and that thing. And me and Cherry, yeah. We talk about groupies all the time. So, man, please tell me what kind of action y'all was getting after making Knocking the Boots and being in high school.
Man, the sad thing is, man, we don't get that action no more, though. We were still getting it. No, I'm just playing. But back in them days... You know, man, we was getting a lot of action, you know what I'm saying? We was, you know, but I've noticed the times, you know, we done got older now. When we was teenagers, you know, everybody, you know, back in that time, but we all done changed, though. But back in them days, man, the girls was going crazy, man. You know, I'm like on some B2K immature type thing, you know what I'm saying? People don't realize we was like 17 years old when that song came out. We were real young, and we was singing Knocking a Boot signed with Luke Records, one of the freakiest men in the game at the time. And it was a lot of action going on. But as we got older, you know, the women are still there, they just not as wild. They wild, but not as wild.
They married. They ain't trying to get caught.
They married. And a lot of them, I got kids. I can't go. You know, so it'd be like that.
Now, don't let him fool you, because I done been with him. Okay? So I see the action that they get, and it ain't slowed down. I had to admit to Courtney before you guys got here that I didn't know what Knocking the Boots meant. Like, I was singing it with you. I was singing part-time because I was excited, I think, I loved you guys as people. I was excited for you personally. Mm-hmm. And I was a fan. But one night, I had gone out on a date with this dude. I was young. He turned on Knocking the Boots. And it was like, all of a sudden, now I'm listening to the lyrics. I had to leave. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, Knocking the Boots, man, opened the doors for a lot of slangs at the time. You know, at the time, you know, Knocking the Boots was basically a slang record. Nice slang, love making, baby making, whatever you want to call it, a slow jam record. And that's what opened up the leeway for people like R. Kelly to do Bump and Grind, and which is a slang, you know what I'm saying? So lot of the slang thing came from Knocking the Boots, Silk, and you got Jodeci came with the Fingin' and Freak Me Baby, you know what I'm saying? You remember Jodeci was wouldn't even singing really sexual songs. They first album they was singing like Baby Won't You Just Stay, Forever My Lady. But when Knockin' the Boots came out, it actually kind of changed the game where everybody kind of went to more of a nice, I'm gonna say love making content. I'm a love making nice, I'm gonna be nice. You know what I'm saying?
Sexual content.
And when Knockin' the Boots came out, it kind of changed the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so I have a question. I know that we're all on COVID. We don't know when it's going to be over. You guys usually have something big for Valentine's Day. And you also tour a lot with Casey.
Yeah.
What's going on in February 2021? Do we know yet?
There's a date pending, but it depends on the COVID. You know what I'm saying? It's a date pending.
So if the date doesn't state, can I put in my request?
What's that?
Because I'm an H-Town fan for life. Like, I've been an H-Town fan for life. If we can't get something in person, can we get like a virtual event? That way nobody sees it?
Maybe so. It's something to talk about.
Yeah.
It's something to talk about.
Please talk about with your team, GI, Zam. Work that out for me, okay?
Let me talk about. Yeah, we also got London. You know, we have a couple of dates for next year. We scheduled to go back to London, but we don't have a date yet because same thing like GI said of COVID. But we scheduled to go back to London. We actually sold London out. You know, H-Town. We had an H-Town and Friends show in London. And it was huge, man. So the promoters are bringing us back. We just don't have the exact date. And we have a couple of dates this year. We had to talk to our manager, but it's more for some more of private stuff that I think we're doing, you know, for like weddings and receptions and people, you know, not a full-fledged concert, but it's some dates, some stuff that we're doing. But most definitely, we have a lot of dates for next year. We just want to see how this thing going to go with this COVID. And if it goes well, we should be back. All the fans, we should be back coming back to a city near you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I don't know two men that work harder than you guys. Like, you guys are never in the same place for long. I call one day and I'm like, hey, what you doing today? Oh, I'm not there. I'm going here. They always
just gone.
Yeah, so I would love for you guys. I'm putting my request out there one more time to do something cyberly because you have a lot of fans who've never been able to make it to your shows. And if you've never seen you guys on stage, if you've never seen the friends that they bring with them, it's phenomenal. You have to get out and check them out.
Most definitely. So we're just hoping that we actually be ready to shoot a new video September the 30th. We shoot a new video for our new EP Date Night, 6 songs, and hopefully that should be something that the fans are really looking forward to hearing our new EP and seeing our new video that we're about to put out. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, when you guys put it out, will you let us know?
Oh, most definitely. I'll send it to you. VIP.
How important is it to y'all that R&B get back to what it was, that baby making love music, freak me music, get your girl, take the panties off me. Like, how important is that to y'all, man, for it to get back to its essence?
I'm going to put it like this here. Once we get back to that, you'll see less crime.
Hey. See what I'm saying?
More love, crime, man. Less crime,
baby. That's why we try to, all the ladies, that's why we doing it, date night, baby. That's why the new EP called Date Night. We're trying to put some more love making and some love back into the system of the world. You know, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. And I really do believe this, and I said this from the bottom of my heart, and I really do believe that H-Town is responsible for 1/3 of the population of the United States of America or the world.
Well, and on the flip side, y'all might be responsible for a lot of early abortions too, because a lot of people was fucking and had no business fucking, and they say, I need that 300, man.
Well, you know what? That's what our last album we named the child support, because a lot of our fans that come up to me and say, bro, you know you want me child support. Like, what you talking about? I had like 5 kids off your song, so you want me some child support? You definitely pray for some of these kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I have a lot of. Let me say. stepchildren out there. You want to call them a stepchildren? You want to call them a godchildren? You want to, whatever you want to call them. I got a lot of my family. You know?
There's a lot of underage sex going on too, because a lot of us.
And it was so crazy that we've been around so long till some of the people was made babies off our music. Then the babies turn around, make some babies off our music. Like, they just keep going on and on and on. You know what I'm saying?
I was 11, 12 when y'all came out, man. So, and we was trying, we was at least fingering. I mean, I'm probably doing too much. I'm sorry, Chair. Yeah. I'm sorry, Chair. I forget what show I'm on sometimes, but hey, y'all really, really inspired us.
I'm so, like, I feel so lame. He was inspired. I was singing, but I didn't even know what I was singing.
He must have been the record. The dude should have hit you to what was going on. He should have tried some on you or something.
Who was going to teach me? Darius or Jalil? I was at work.
You had to realize that Knocking the Boots is like 27 years old, but every year it renews itself to the next generation.
It's like brand new
to every generation. They're like one person, she on Facebook and she's like, I didn't know Knocking the Boots was that old.
And y'all, the thing about it,
a lot of the music that we put out, it doesn't even really sound like old school. Like it's slow, they like slow emotions, part time lover, thin line between love and hate. A lot of stuff we put out, it still sound like it could be going on today. Yeah. So, you know, that's the blessing that I think that we had. And that's the best advice I try to give any up and coming artist. You got to try to figure out a way to make classics, man. You need to make classics and music that's going to stand the test of time. Because it amazed me that I'm still making money off of something I did 27 years ago. Or people pay me thousands of dollars to do a concert on something I did 27 years ago.
What a blessing.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the best thing I tell people, man. You got to make, you can get that one, but you also need one, or you at least make a few classics. And so H-Town, we was fortunate to have several, you know, with the soundtracks with Martin Lawrence, the big one of our biggest records with Death Row, Part-Time Lover. So we just, you know, we were just fortunate, and then we made good albums. So, you know, I'm glad, you know, that we have some that we made that we can actually live on for forever. Might not be rich, but I can keep it light, so I can keep it light.
Oh, you living nice. You ain't fooling nobody. I know. So I'm really big. I know you guys are really big on Black love. I'm really big on giving it up to Black men anytime that I can. You guys have been in the industry for so long. You've dealt with so many groupies, but I love you both, and I thank you so much for being constant gentlemen to me.
Appreciate it.
Who's ever been with me at all times.
Most definitely.
I've never had to worry about how I was going to get home. I've never walked to my car by myself.
Right.
Even when I was downstairs trying to go get tacos, somebody told valet not to order me a cab. That's another story, but I didn't need to leave the hotel.
Most definitely.
Somebody came and found me. Thank you, G.I. I just want to say that I love you guys. And I hope that every Black woman who gets to meet you guys, because you travel so much, get to feel just a little bit of your spirit and the essence. That way they can say that not only did they meet a Black male, but they got to meet two Black men.
Most definitely.
So thank you guys.
Man. We sure appreciate it. That's what we named the album. We got an album I call Ladies Edition. We actually dedicate that whole album to the ladies out there, Woman's World. You know, Ladies Edition, the Woman's World. So you know,
Natural Woman.
What you said, yeah, Natural Woman. We did. That's one thing about us. We did the sexual thing, but we always try to give some back to put some records out also to help people or help females and really against the spousal abuse and you know verbal abuse and stuff like that. So we have an album I like that the late, it was actually before its time. You know, a lot of people didn't really give us a lot of flack for doing an album, but that album today is like one of our biggest albums because the fans come like this. Yeah. This album saved my life, which I was talking about, and the encouragement of women, just women in general, you know, all women, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So all God creatures. So we try to, you know, uplift women the most what we can, you know what I'm saying?
Where did that
without being too nasty?
But where did that come from? Because you guys come from a time when it was all about kind of degrading Black women and calling them out of their names and stuff, but you continuously loved them. Sometimes even when we didn't love ourselves.
Mm, good point.
Was that a cautious decision that you guys made?
Now, we just from the R&B world, you know what I'm saying? Back then, R&B singers weren't singing like that. You know, that, exactly. I think that was most of the rappers that was doing all the female bashing. But, you know, for us R&B singers, you know, we in the 90s, we was all about love, you know?
But even, like, off the stage, you guys have kept your noses totally clean. I won't bring any other groups up, but that we grew up.
Listen, man, this is what we're going to say. We've been trying, you know, we had our struggles, like, I guess, like anybody else, but we try to, you know, I guess we don't go over the norm, I think. I think everybody have their things, but they just sometimes, you know, one thing, I'm going to say myself, I never done any drugs, me personally. I drunk a little alcohol, but I never actually, you know, did the hard stuff, like, yeah, the cocaine and the ecstasy. What? The heroin, and I think that's a lot that kind of kept H-Town longevity, because it kind of sometimes, you know, a lot of artists I know that be out there rough and done that hard stuff. And I'm not saying I don't drink, because I drink and we do our drink thing, but I think one of the fortunate things for H-Town, what helped us a lot, is that we stayed away from the hard drugs.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. You know what? I was talking about it. I don't know if you know the boy Mike Sterling from Houston.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get your addresses when we get off, because I'd love to send you guys a bottle of Legendaire, because you guys are Houston legends.
Hey. Most definitely. We'd love to get that. That's my starting new drink?
Yes!
Okay.
Hold on. Act like y'all don't see the fact I got on pajama pants, okay?
I can't see. Hey. I can't even see you got pajama pants. Oh, I didn't even see it.
Look, this is the homie. They see me worse.
But I couldn't even see. I couldn't see.
Jerry's World Music Spotlight.
Available now on pensdeep.com as well as Spotify. Do What I Want. Featuring Sophia Camille, Pens Deep. Also, the interview is available now on the official YouTube channel of Cherry Johnson. New music from the Clash of the Titans album, Saint 300, Mike Strong, I'm Only Human. Available now on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music. Casanova Black, The Collection, Jay Hollins, Spend the Night. Available now on Spotify, Tidal, and Apple Music.
Everyone in need till the morning comes.
When the night begins to fall, and the light begins to come around, baby, I'll be here for the taking.
Sing me.
Control me, dim all the lights, baby, spend
available on Spotify, the new artist Bipolar, and his hit song Ready. You like a stand up guy. I'm a bob, and you like a man, super fly. I'm a guy who gonna show you everything you need. Anything, baby girl, I got the recipe. The keys to your ignition switch, let me turn it around. I wanna just lay you down.
Johnson 75 Music Spotlight.
Hey, you know what? I think a perfect versus would be H-Town versus Shy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Shy?
That would be nice.
Man, that would be
Oh, that's nice. Lot. I like that.
Isn't that good? I'm going
to say well, you know, we put a couple of battles out there. We put H-Town versus, you know, Silk. We did that. We did H-Town versus Jodeci, which we just put, you know, just put that as the fans. H-Town versus Next, H-Town versus Drew Hill, H-Town versus Drew Hill. But a lot of people, you know, it's like we got more people that say H-Town versus Silk, because you know, like even what's the comedian name?
Guy.
The guy that said, "Which song was bigger, Freak Me Baby or Knock on the Boots?"
Duvall.
Yeah, Lil Duval put a video out saying, which song you think was fucked to the most? Freak Me Baby or Knock on the Boots?
That's a good question. That is a great question.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And,
so a lot of people had liked it because they kind of want to do the matchup with the, you know, Silk is another group that did those love-making songs and baby-making songs so, along with H-Town. So a lot of people thought that would be a great battle, H-Town versus Silk. And then, you know, Jodeci did the love thing. But if I had to pick one, I would it would be out of between Jodeci and Silk if I had to pick one. If I had my one. You know what I'm saying? I would say Jodeci or Silk. Because I think it's a win-win. It ain't going to be no who going to win. You put H-Town and Jodeci, it's going to be a win-win. It's going to be a matter of fact, people just going to start making love right in the bed. Or if it's an H-Town and Silk, it's a win-win. Yeah. It's a battle, but it's a friendly battle. But really, at the end of the day, I think about when you do verses, you think do a great matchup for people to enjoy themselves. You know, H-Town got a bunch of nice little slow jams, and Silk got a bunch of nice slow jams. Jodeci got a bunch of nice slow jams. But I think if I had to match up with anybody of those, it would be out of one of those two. Okay. That's my personal.
Let's make it.
It's a win-win. It's a win-win either way it go. You know what I'm saying? I can hold my own, so I ain't really worried about it. I can hold my own, you know what I'm saying?
What we gotta do?
So I'm calling them out right now. Jodeci, Silk, which one of y'all? I'm down. I can hold my own. I ain't worried about it. Cause we're gonna go album from album. So one thing about a lot of these groups, man, H-Town, I don't think it's a lot of groups done better albums than us. Dang. You know what I'm saying? Not only we had hit songs, but if you really listen to our catalog, we have some of the best material for us when it comes to albums. So that's why I would really challenge any group when we go album from album, because we're gonna hit you with the hits. But then we're gonna go into that album, and then this was gonna really be on. But it's not the beat nobody. It's just the man. We wanna have a great time. I wanna get with a little group that have a great cat. And I think Jodeci and Silk, hands down, are two of the best groups that did great albums. I'm not just talking about singles and hits. I'm talking about great albums. All Jodeci albums was great. All Silk albums, they did great albums. So I'm more on the album from album versus the single from single or hit from hit. That's what I'm looking at. Because I'm thinking about the people. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about winning the battle. I just want to have a good time with the fans. You know what I'm saying?
You know the way my head work. I'm over here like, okay, we can reach out to Casey. Who I know? Who's in Silk? Who I know? How can we make this happen? I need some entertainment. I'm going to be in this bubble for 3 months.
Shoot, album for album, man. That's the way to go. Albums from album.
Yeah. We need to reach out to Timberland. That's what we need to reach out to. That's what make it happen.
Yeah, I want to battle a group that got a good album, because it ain't about, you know, when you got great music and good albums, it's going to be a win-win for the people. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a win-win for the people, because that's what it's all about in this pandemic, is spreading love and spreading something good for people to entertain. I'm an entertainer, so I want to entertain people, so I want to do it with a group that make good albums. Silk and Jodeci are two of the best groups in the world that make good albums.
Timbo, are you watching this? Mm-hmm. No, we're going to send it to you. I'm in your DM.
Y'all get that out there. Y'all get that message out there to them boys.
Yeah. You think I'm playing? Courtney will slice this up and I will go straight to his DMs. Like, look, hello. Remember me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, so y'all era, we just named it. Who do you think after y'all era, who you think was like the best, I ain't gonna say the best group, but like, who do you think kind of represented y'all era of music right after y'all? If that's a good way of answering that question.
Well, you said in the 90s or just in the 2000s or the 90s?
Okay, let's say
the early 90s. We was
so
the
let's
early
say the 90s. Late 90s, say the mid late 90s.
Well, I'm gonna get that to like Drew Hill.
Drew Hill.
Jagged Edge, okay.
112.
Yeah.
Next. Those are groups of, we're more H-Child, Jodeci, Silk, and Boyz II Men is the first kings of slow jams and R&B music of the 90s. We're the early 90s. Then you got, when you start getting like 96, 97, you start going to the Jagged Edges, the 112, the Drew Hills. But we all in the 90s decade and 90s family. But those guys, I would give it to, I would say Drew Hill, Jagged Edge, 112, and Next. Them boys took it to the next level after us.
And then, like, in the 2000s, there was, like, more of, like, the dance, you know.
Yeah, B2K.
2000s, that's coming with, like, the B2K.
Yeah, they didn't really make the slow jams. They was doing the dance and stuff.
Day 26.
Yeah.
Willie, that's from Chicago, Chi-Town.
But that's crazy, though, man, how time fly. Like, you would say 90s, and then you would go early 90s, mid 90s, you go to 2000s, but it's getting to the point where you mention those groups, they not old, but I'm saying they've been around a long time. They damn near 20 years in the game, 15 years in the game. Like, dang, we've been around a long time. We've been around some decades. So, you know, even like with Pretty Ricky's, my little brothers, they Pretty Ricky, B2K, but those guys been in the business at least, I'm going to say 16, 17 years now. They've been in the business a long time.
Yeah.
They're not rookies no more. They're not considered rookies no more.
No, Pretty Ricky. They've been around 16, 17 years. How long y'all been doing this? How many years?
Man, I don't know, man. Are we half a century now?
You guys got me over here like, it's like 30-something years.
Since
93. Yeah, and the thing about it, man, is that people, man, like I said, we were so young. We did it, so, you know, literally 16, 17 years old. Our mama still had to sign our contracts at the time. Wow. We did it, you know, but and at that time we was actually considered the youngest early 90 groups. I mean, from that time and that era, we was the youngest group. We was the youngest. H-Town came and caught everybody, but we was the youngest group out of Jodeci, Boyz II Men, and Silk, you know what I'm saying? But we was right there with them though. You know what I'm saying? But we've been around a long time, man.
Well, talk to me about being a teenager and hanging with Uncle Luke at that time. Because Cherry told me what it was like for her hanging with Uncle Luke around 90.
Go ahead, Shazam.
So tell me what.
You know, this is what I'm going to say. You helped me, right? I'll say Luke is like the black Hugh Hefner, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll never forget when we first went and lived with Luke for a while, it was women everywhere, women in the pool, and, you know, just, I ain't going to say, was they naked? I ain't going to say they naked, but they were dressed really provocative, I'm going to say that. But Luke was like, you know, Luke was a fun guy, man. Fun guy, entertaining guy, you know, he had great hospitality, I'll tell you that. Yeah, great hospitality when it comes to his male friends, because he gonna always put something on you. He gonna give you something. Go get on. Go. I mean, one time Luke sent some chicks up and put about maybe, I'm gonna say five or six chicks on Martin Lawrence.
Word.
He sent them to the room and said, this is for you, Martin. And Martin didn't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm damn. Maybe I should have said that, but Martin married now, but that was long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Long
time. Yeah.
That is so funny because, you know, my relationship with him is total polar opposite.
Yeah.
You get the other side.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anything like that from you guys either.
Yeah.
You know, I think at that time, Luke was more of a time. Luke was not married. He was very, very single. He was pretty, you know, he was kind of fairly young himself, but I can say this, he took care of everybody, you know. At the time, all the females that was around him, he took care of them, he made sure they ate. He had a big old mansion, so anytime you came over, you always had someone to lay your head, you always had food. Sometimes we would be there, Luke would be up in his room, and everybody still be in the backyard partying or sleep somewhere in the house, and he's just, yeah, y'all be all right, but he always had security around the house, and so to make sure everybody stays safe, you know what I'm saying?
I missed everything because I'd be in a room somewhere and the whole party be going outside, and he'd be like, "Here's some chicken, don't open this door."
Yeah.
You need anything else? Here's something to drink, don't come outside.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on lockdown.
Yeah, I was grounded.
So what was you sound like? What was you, the little sister, or was you the? Well, you was yeah.
I'm baby girl. Like I'm a.
Oh, you baby girl? Okay, yeah. I'm about to give y'all a love connection around here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, nothing like that.
He treats me like I'm his daughter, if anything.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I got like the life lessons, like, you see that?
Well, that means if he treats you like that, that means you act like a lady at all times. Anytime I've been around, you act like a woman and lady. So a lot of times, Luke would give you the energy that he'd treat you the way sometimes. What kind of energy you come off? You get that energy off like that, but if you give your energy off, you respect the lady, and he gonna treat you like that. Now that's all behind him. Now I'm just looking at Luke now. He's married. Like a great. You know, he's into politics. Yeah. He's like trying to bring black people together. I mean, he don't know I'll be watching, but I'll be watching. Luke, I'll be watching you, Luke. I'm gonna watch it all the time. I'm gonna watch it. You know, Luke put H-Town in the game. I got much love for Luke, man, and respect for him for actually putting H-Town into the game. So he'll always have a special place in my heart, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? No matter what people say, he always have a special place in H-Town heart for putting us in the game and giving us our start. And so I have no more respect for him. But it seems like today, you know, I watch him, he does a lot of speeches about trying to bring the people together, black people together, and just, you know, us making better decisions for our families and just better decisions for our race. You know what I'm saying?
No
doubt. From what I can experience of watching him now. You know what I'm saying? He tried to run for mayor.
Yeah.
I know. And I think he should do it again. You brought up politics.
Yeah.
I have a question. You brought up politics. I have a question. What would you like to hear from our candidates before it's time?
What
to
I like to hear?
Yeah, what do you need to hear from them?
What I need to hear from them? Well, I would just say this, man. Well, I just think we need somebody that can get the world, especially United States of America, on people united. Somebody that's not going to divide the country. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't think it's a black thing, it's a white thing, it's a Hispanic thing. I think it's a human being thing. So I think we need somebody that's going to bring unity to the country. You know, it's like right now what's going on, what I'm seeing, it's like the country's divided. It's the black against the white and the Hispanic against this and this and this against that. You know, all these. So we need somebody. I just want to hear somebody saying we're respecting people as people. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I'll be wondering, like, what do you, I mean, with all the killings of the police, I mean, in the United States, man, what do y'all want? Y'all don't want black people here? Do y'all want us all to be dead? Do you want the whole world? The God is universal. So the world, I mean, to me, I wouldn't want to be in a world where we're just all black people. I like to see white people, Hispanic people, Chinese people, Arab people, different cultures. I like to experience different cultures. So I don't understand why so much evil going in the world because the color of your skin or your background. That's the beauty of it all. We get to experience how different races act, you know, how they cultures are. What it would be a boring world if everybody was black and everybody was white and everybody was Chinese. That's what make the world fun to me. If I can go to China or Japan and say, I'm gonna see how they doing it. I'm learning things from them. So I just think we need somebody that's gonna unite the world. Unite the world. You know, we need somebody in office gonna unite the world, and especially our American soil, United States soil, the country. That's what I'm looking for.
Unity. That doesn't seem like he's asking for anything hard, people.
Unity. Because we're human beings. That's number one. We're human beings first, and we all God's children. We're human beings first, you know?
So I grew up on y'all, man, and I used to have, like, a beeper and, like, the voicemail. I would have y'all music playing, like, just, I wouldn't even say nothing. I just had a music playing, and then beep, then you just leave a message, like, on the beeper, the sky pages and all that stuff.
Did you have a two-way?
I had the two-ways came out in the 2000s, though. I'm talking about, like, the original, like, sky pages, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got a face for radio, so I just want to know, man, can y'all let me, like, talk on y'all next song or album? Can I just, like, I used to do this stuff back in the day. I'll play the music and I just like talk like, yeah, baby. It's like, let me do the interludes. Like, maybe we don't got interludes no more. So let me just do the interludes. Y'all music.
If we ever come up on one, we'll see what you're working with.
All right, my man. I can do
that. We'll just keep in touch. Most definitely.
My man. I'm just playing with y'all. But if y'all serious, I'm sure,
you got a radio voice though. Most definitely you got a radio voice.
My man.
I ain't gonna watch the throwing requests out there. I'm kind of sexy sometimes.
Well, you stuck for 3 months, so you can't be in this video. You stuck down there for 3 months.
Where you located anyway? And by the way, I don't even know where you located. I mean, where you located at?
California.
Okay, you out there. Cali. Yeah, okay. Because I remember you used to be in Houston a lot, kicking it.
Yeah, we do like a masquerade. We do like a masquerade ball thing.
Oh,
for this video.
I've never done a video before. So before I get too old and these totally drop, y'all need to use me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We're gonna put you in one. We're gonna do that. We're shooting a video for every song on an EP, so it's plenty of other videos coming up.
Well, okay. That might be a plan.
That might be
a plan for real.
Yeah.
December 20th, I'm done.
Okay, perfect.
But you gonna retire? Yeah.
No. We're just shooting the first season of the Punky Brewster reboot.
Oh, I thought you said. Oh, okay.
No, I've tried to retire a couple times, and so
how can you retire from acting? You can't retire from acting.
All I heard, she said, "I'm done." So I'm like, you know.
No, so Lay keeps pulling me back in the game. I thought I had, like, you know, moved away and retired.
Hey, look at it, man. Look at it. That's a good thing. That's a check.
Yes. And it's a good check.
Yeah.
It's a good. So Lay was like,
check. Like, hey, I ain't never mad at that.
Yeah. I know it is.
It wasn't hard to
So let me ask you a question. Do you keep in touch with some of the cast members of Family Matter?
Absolutely. Half of them have been on the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Darius.
It'd be amazing to see somebody. I'm like, wow, everybody's still hanging in there. It's amazing to see some of them. I was watching the reunion with some of the cast members. I didn't see you come on that though, but I seen some of the little things. Someone was everybody was united. So it was good to see all those people bringing a lot of memories.
I wasn't invited.
Oh, you wasn't invited? Oh, okay. Well, what's her name? Jamie Work? What's her name? She wasn't invited. Yeah. Jamie Foxworth. Yeah. I didn't see her either.
Well, she's been on Cherry's World podcast.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep.
Gotta check that out.
What? I haven't seen her. I think the last time I did see something about her, she was married too. You know, doing the mama thing, you're married.
She's mama, she's single.
Is she?
Maybe she needs to come down with me and do a
video. Huh? Yeah. I like to see a lot of the actresses and actors from those areas, because that's what I grew up on. I grew up on a lot. Like y'all grew up on me, I grew up on y'all too.
You gotta download the new Peacock app, which is a subsidiary of NBC and Universal, because all of our good shows. That. You got it?
Yeah.
Hey, GI.
I've been watching a couple of them.
Yeah.
The Fresh Prince is coming back to Peacock. Saved by the Bell is coming back to Peacock. And of course, is coming
That's
back.
That's hot.
Yeah. All the favorite shows. Is Locke coming back? Is she coming back?
Yeah, I used to have a crush on Locke back in the day.
Everybody did. She's gorgeous.
Look at Courtney. Courtney's
like, yeah, me too. Wow.
Yeah, but yeah. Martin, you know, when we first met her in person, she was dating Martin Lawrence. We went to the Martin Lawrence set.
Yeah, I remember. She
was on set. She was dating Martin Lawrence. Yeah, that's when we first met her.
So y'all was on set. Was like, y'all was on set with Martin.
Well, you know, when he had the TV show Martin, we went on set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure did.
You know that, and we kept in touch with Martin and his people from that day. So that's how we got to do the soundtrack, Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And originally it was just supposed to be the theme song for the movie, but once he heard the record, he was like, nah, we got to put this out as a single. You know what I'm saying?
Martin said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was out of us and Genesis that he wanted to do it, but he chose us to do it.
Because then he played it on his eyes.
Who that? He played it on the sitcom, yeah.
Yeah, he played on the sitcom, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then the funny thing about it, we were like, I said, we don't even know that song. So so what happened was we got with Roger Troutman, and so we was like actually playing the record and singing it live. We were recording line for line. He'll play the record. All right, go in there and sing that. He's like, okay, go in there and sing that. So
you learn the record, yeah.
We was learning the record after we were recording the record.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you so much for being here. Like, I'm doing this show was Courtney's idea.
Most definitely.
It wasn't
my idea. I mean, the podcast period was Courtney's idea.
Yeah.
And so being able to invite people to the show that I love, and COVID has stopped me from seeing you guys this week, because you know, ain't no year gonna go by that I ain't gonna pop up.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to pop up, so this is really special to me. I'm so thankful that you guys came to join us.
Most definitely.
Yeah, thank you for the memories and the stories, man. This was like for me, because I'm just getting the chance to meet y'all, and man,
yeah,
like thank y'all, man. Yeah, I mean that from the heart, man. R&B is my R&B is my favorite genre, man. So y'all
appreciate it.
I'm just happy, man, that we're still here, man, and people love our music and. I feel like we still got a lot of music left in us. I think we still got a long ways to go. And I just feel blessed that I just can't wait to get back to touring, man, back to the fans. That's what I'm ready to do, get back on that stage.
Get in that studio, because y'all got a whole generation that need to be replenished. All the black men that they done took from us. Make people
need a little
bit. We're doing that right now. We doing that right now.
Uh-huh.
We're dropping an EP. We're dropping an EP, but we're also still working on an album.
Beautiful. So we're expecting the album at least by the summer, right? Summer 2021.
Yeah. We'll probably have an EP out this year sometime, and we may have an album out. You know, maybe by somewhere just close to summer, or a little bit before the summer. We had a whole project out, but we're giving them reintroduce H Town back into the market. Let them know we still got the lyrics and we still got everything. We still putting it down.
Yeah, and also on this album, we got a song with Shy. We got a song with Cut Close.
We actually got a song with Shy.
Yeah. Wow.
And Cut Close. H Town
features Shy. H Town features Cut Close.
Man, yeah. Cut Close.
So those are two bangers.
They putting something out in the winter. That means we gonna have some summer fall babies.
Cut,
yeah,
some
yes,
going out, baby.
Some falls. Yeah.
Cut close. Oh my God.
Wow. I'm going to put this out here right now. If you have a baby coming up summer 2021 and you have a story and you can tell us that H-Town is the reason why you having that baby, Cherry's World Podcast is going to send you a baby gift. Baby shower.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to let all y'all know, y'all, all the fans, that you can hit me at Shazam of H-Town. At Shazam of H-Town on Instagram. So y'all make sure y'all come follow me and join me and hit send me an inbox. I respond.
He does.
You know. Well, you know, you can find me at G.I. Jackson. You know what I'm saying? And also follow our group page at H-Town for Life, H-T-O-W-N, the number 4 life.
And you guys both write back on that, right?
Yeah. I handle most of all the group pages because I've created so many that, you know, it's hard to keep up with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was on Twitter every day. Yeah.
I usually can tell who's writing me, but gee, I've gotten a few messages where I'm like, I think that's Zam.
Nah, that was me.
That was you?
Yeah,
that's GI. You bet. Yeah, GI. I mainly was on my page the X Shazam.
Yeah,
but GI's mainly on the H-Town. On the H-Town page. Yeah,
you guys do an incredible job, and I'm so.
You know what I'm saying? Got it on everything like Tumblr. You know, we're about to get on Twitch, so I got to move us over there. We right now we're on like 15 different social media sites. You know, and I look at those every day. You know what I'm saying? And update them every day.
Are you on Bingo yet? Or BOGO? Bigo?
No, I haven't got there yet, but I will check it out.
I'm going to have Raz B reach out to you guys.
Okay.
Sign up because you can actually get paid.
Okay, I heard about that. What is it? What is it called? You do a video and they, is that what that is?
It's BOGO. But there you go. Bigo, BOGO, something on this little cute dinosaur. Right. But I'm going to have
him reach out. Yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here. I love you both.
Thank you. Most definitely. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
You guys have to come back.
Definitely. We do. We might have to do something with a new album project come out. You know.
Absolutely.
Oh, we got it. Yeah. Valentine's Day.
Okay. I mean, no. I don't want y'all coming back here Valentine's Day because I want y'all to have a show that I can watch. So y'all gotta come back to talk about your show.
Yeah.
Oh, we can do that. We can do that. Yeah. Most definitely.
Hey, man. Well, thank y'all for having us, man. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Most definitely. All right, peace.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
To you by Less Is More Events, get Lime.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.